improv for human Super Bowl. Santa Fe versus St. Louis.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser, Super Bowl 2023. Santa Fe, St. Louis, head to head, two on two. Who's gonna find the game? Hide and explore and get out with a good tag. All in under 5 minutes. But seriously, humans, I am Maddie B, and I have Santa Fe in the house. Rachel, Eric, welcome to my house. I was in your house. Welcome to mine.
It's good to be back in your house. With the Razorbacks hats and the...
Yes.
CDs. Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Good, good, good. Okay, and thanks for being willing to go head-to-head in competition. How that will be determined, the winner? I haven't decided that yet. Probably should have. Maybe we'll do like a poll on Maddie B Twitter, or maybe on Improv for Humans. We'll find a place to do a poll somewhere, a loose poll. So let's get going here. We're going to start the first act is going to be the first quarter, maybe we should say, unless there's going to end up being three quarters. But I'm going to say the first quarter is going to be a story, and I'm going to tell the story. And both cities are going to share also, you're both going to hear the same story and do scenes off of it. So here we go. Noah Gregoropoulos, he passed away probably a couple of months at this point.
Oh shit! I didn't actually ago. Know.
What's that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, you did not know that?
No. Well, I was just talking.
I'm wow, sorry okay. You're hearing that right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Bad news.
Wow. Okay. And also, when I say a couple of months, I'm considering when this show's going to come out. So really, yeah. Only a month ago, really.
Oh man.
But he is a friend of mine. But he. To the world of improv, he's very important. I think he was a Chicago improviser that started out in the 80s and was on what I would consider some of the original herald teams of the Improv Olympic, who not only were the originals in that they did it with, you know, Dell as directing them and forming it, but they formed it themselves. You know, it's not all Dell. And the more I've personally delved into the history of the form, which I've been doing almost in a hobby manner lately, I didn't appreciate at the time that he was my teacher. Yes, he was my teacher when I moved to Chicago. He was my perhaps first teacher at the Improv Olympic, and definitely a teacher multiple times because there weren't that many. It was basically Sharna, Noah, and Dell for a while. But he taught me the Herald, and I didn't appreciate at the time how important he was to it. And in teaching it to us, he was still part of forming it, and it wasn't yet completely what it is maybe today, for instance. But I didn't have perspective on it at that point. To me, it could have, the Herald had been around since the 60s or something, but it really hadn't. It was a whole other thing back then. But to me, he was just passing something down. I didn't appreciate how important he was until maybe even recently. So there's that. And that, you know, rest in peace, Noah, and let's all remember and appreciate what he did for the form. But I'd like to talk about something else, which was the funny side of Noah. I possibly more, not even possibly, even more than a teacher and an improviser, I enjoyed Noah offstage. He was my kind of guy to gravitate to at a party or at a bar. My first Improv Olympic party, this is going to be a long story. My first Improv Olympic party I went to, at some point in the party, it was at a house. I hear like a commotion going on in a bedroom, and it almost like a fight, but not really. But like with the energy and loudness of a fight. And I went in there and it was Noah and Jay Leggett, who also passed away a few years ago, another great improviser from Blue Velveeta, and two of the funniest and two of the funniest men in the scene at that time. The scene revolved around both of them in different ways, is what I'm kind of trying to say. And they were both sitting on standing on a mattress face to face in like an insult snap fight. And not like an argument, like an official, it's my turn, it's your turn, like a boxing match. And it was so, their snaps to each other were so brutal. And I didn't really know either of them yet. And it was, and people were gathered around the door of the small bedroom, like peering in, like we're watching a nasty back alley fight. And every swing was a connect straight to the face. It was just like, oh, and I don't remember any of the insults, but all I remember, they were the type of insults that I would never have dared said to someone. And they'd have to be like my best friend on a drunken night when we're both into it. Like they were like, oh shit. That's the, you'd have to say that after every insult. Oh damn. So he was kind of known for this. He had this just really witty and not, you could say Don Rickles, but not really. It wasn't like stand-up-y. It was a little more dry than Rickles and a little more cutting. So it's the type of insults that not everybody might get. Like he could insult you and you're not even sure if you're being insulted. And like, have you ever been with someone who insults someone and that the person being insulted doesn't even realize they're being insulted? Like he was good at doing insults on kind of different levels like that. And it's easy to do it to friends, people you're teaching, you have that status on them. That's like razzing them. But he would do it to strangers. That's a whole other level. And we would be at the Wrigley Side Bar next to the Cubs Stadium right there in Wrigleyville. I could hit it with a baseball, the stadium. That's how close we were. After games, the Cub fans would all come to the Wrigley Side where we did our heralds and be at our bar. And he was razzing these guys one day. And this one guy in particular trying to get to the bar. And this guy could have kicked both of our asses easily. And the guy kind of looked at Noah after Noah said something to him. And he kind of looked at him with this look of like, should I punch this guy in the face? And he didn't, moved on. And I said to Noah, God, man, you could have gotten us killed. Like, how are you so brave? Noah's not a big guy. You know, he's not a fighting looking guy. And he's like, well, this is our bar. And they're tourists to this bar. They're only in this bar for baseball night. And some of them may even be from Chicago. So, but this is our bar. So they don't know who we know in this bar. So there's the stranger in this bar. He taught me like that lesson. I'm like, oh yeah. Wow. Never thought of it that way. He was like my insult sensei. So this is the main story. So he's my hero in many ways at this point. I'm really new to the scene. I get invited to a party by two fellows that are my age, also new to the scene. They're having a party at their house, and it's a thematic party. This party has a very strong theme to it. The type of themes you usually do in college, and by the time you're in your 20s, you stop putting that kind of energy into a theme, and you just put your energy into buying some booze. So, and I say that to say that I didn't go to many theme parties in my 20s, unless it happened to be like, I don't know. I just didn't. I was about to say happened to be like. There is no other instance. But so it was unusual is what I'm saying. And it was worth being made fun of is what I'm setting up. So I go to the bar before this party and I see Noah there and another Chicago improv legend and friend of mine that you all know, Brian Stack, who's also legendary for being a nice guy. And that will play into this story. So he's almost like a great... they're a great team because they're both funny, but Noah's the insult guy and Brian's like the nicest guy in the world. And I see them like, oh guys, I've been invited to this party. You want to go? And I just want to go invite them. Like I said, I want Noah to be at any party with me. I'm kissing their ass. you see what's going on. So I'm like, oh, come as party with me. So in other words, they're not invited to the party, but I bring them to the party. We show up to this theme party. And you're like, why won't you just tell us the theme, Matt Besser? Because it would identify these people and I don't need to bring them into this. But this theme was going, it's like the drinks were on theme. All the walls are decorated on this theme. And Noah's not having any of it. He thinks it's so lame. Or not even as lame as, oh boy, there's a lot of stuff to make fun of in here. Like rubbing his hands together. So, but to everybody, you know, at that age, it's free booze no matter what the party is. It's like, party, free booze, let me at it. I can go flirt with people, great. I can do bits. That's all parties were, right? So we go there, we're drinking the free themed drink and getting pretty lit. And I remember, so Noah start, like I said, this is not unusual for him. He just starts throwing zingers around at people. And people do not know him like I do at this party. Like he's not the legend of the scene that everyone at this party knows. This, at least half this party probably has zero to do with the improv scene. So he's not like a hero walking into this party. He's just my guest. So he's just throwing zingers at these people. And I'm laughing. I'm not telling him like, hey, Noah, calm down. I'm fucking laughing and enjoying it. And at one point, he is in the middle of this party of like, let's say 30 people. And he's going in a circle, almost like he's passing whippets or shots or something, like one for you, one for you. He's insulting everyone one by one. And another side note is Noah had this kind of regurgitation thing when he was drinking it. Every once in a while, he had this automatic thing where he would just spit up what he just drank. So it's not vomiting, but it's just kind of the beer doesn't go down. He just spits it forward. And he's so used to it. And his friends, you know, he didn't even think about it. So he's drinking, insulting people, and doing this kind of spit thing where he's spitting at them too. So it looks like he's a lawn sprinkler of insults and beers going around this party. And at this point, people are like outraged. It went from like, okay, buddy, ha ha ha, to hey, what's going on? Because it looks like he's spitting beer on people. I just look at Brian Stack, who's just not at all insulting people. And he's trying to fade away into a corner of the room. And he has a beer in his hand and he puts his hand up on a wall, like to lean against the wall. And he does lean against the wall, but the wall is made of paper. It's not a wall. It's this thematic like arc that has been built or something, like a ship. And he doesn't realize it's a piece of paper. He thinks it's a wall. So the whole thing gets ripped down. And it doesn't look like he tried to lean on it. It looks like he just ripped it down. It looks like he just put his hand on it and just ripped it down. So then the host of the party comes to me and like, Besser, man, what the fuck? You got to get these guys out of here. Noah, you were such a good friend, a good teacher, and a fun guy at a party. And hopefully now can inspire from that a scene. So let's do it.
Great.
Hey, Rach, I was thinking about having just a trickle-down economics theme party, so just celebrating Reagan and everything he's doing for the country. I just, like, wanted you to know, I don't want any of your improv friends coming to this party. They just, you know, it was embarrassing last time.
I know.
The arc, Noah's arc got knocked down, and my biblical theme party, it was just embarrassing. So I don't want those guys from Improv Olympic coming over.
Again. No, I get it. But they, you still know them the way that I know them. Okay. Yeah, they're like Goliaths in my world.
Sure, sure. I get it. You're funny. I'm sure that like they are at times, but that guy was just, you know, verbally harassing people, you know? So I just want you to know, like, this again, it's just celebrating Ronald Reagan, his service to the country, how great he is. I don't want anyone that doesn't like Ronald Reagan or anything that does
cut to a bouncer service. Okay, so I'm not asking for someone's age. I'm asking if they're an improviser.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they can't come in if they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
if they do sketch, it's fine. And if they, you know, would say something like they're on the main stage of Second City, that's fine. But if they're an improviser, no.
If they do short form, just punch them right in the face, actually.
Ma'am, I can't do that. I'm not a mercenary. I can send them away. I can check IDs. I can't get in trouble or anything.
If you just sense that they have a sort of self-satisfied sort of demeanor about them and, you know, just say, are you an improviser? And if they say yes, just ask them to kindly leave.
That sounded like a stand-up, what you just described too, though.
Okay. Well, all right. So if they're highly referential and a very specific way that's alienating to those around them at certain times.
Not reverential, but
referential, yeah. Okay. I'm thinking.
Yeah. I was at a party the other day where anyone that was too reverential wasn't allowed in. All these brown nosers were
really
getting in this party, yeah.
If you're too reverential.
Yeah. It's like a groupie, basically. So improvisers, and I assume some are going to try to fake to get in. So what type of person, is there an ID card for who is going to get in? Or
I mean, they'll give you a name that starts with a J, you know, it's, and they'll tell you they're like, you know, 33 years old or something stupid like that. You know, it's all going to be pretty uniform. You can really pick them off a mile away. Okay. All right.
We cut to the trickle down party.
So then I said to the fucking guy, it doesn't work. It's simple. If you just thought for 2 fucking seconds, trickle down economics, it doesn't fucking work. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's, you know, we should have just taken our cues from
the... Hold on. Let me go on to the next guy. So if you thought for 2 fucking seconds about the whole Iran-Contra situation, you know, if you even thought about it for 2 seconds, it would blow your fucking mind. Do you know what I'm
all
saying?
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up?
All right, we're going to have to take this back out on the sidewalk.
I
don't know how you got in here.
Please, I mean, I'm just enjoying a good time letting people know whose house this is.
No. And we cut to the back alley where there's a couple of improvisers that have been kicked out of the party so far. There you go. Don't try to get back in.
Damn it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
They don't appreciate razor sharp wit in that room, clearly.
Oh, yeah, you know, they didn't even laugh at when I turned into the inanimate the chair in the back of the room. Like, no one even laughed at that.
I love your still chair bit. Fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. I'm Janice.
Hey, Noah.
Oh, hey. Wow.
Nice to meet you.
We see one of the caterers come out to have a smoke break. Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, man.
You guys, the improvisers that got kicked out?
Yeah, they got a thing against improvisers in there.
Yeah, I get it. I did improv for a while, so, you know, I feel you guys.
Oh, you
guys want some trickle-down tequila they're serving in there?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, they got this big fountain of tequila trickling down in there, and it's just so ostentatious.
I mean, if you just thought for a second about the effects that our sort of imperial power has on the nation of Mexico and the ways in which tequila...
I don't enjoy improv anymore, so you don't have to do it on me.
Okay, sure, yeah.
It's gotten real political these days.
I mean, everything's political if you think about it. It's how could it not affect...
back when I did it, it was fine the game, and now it's fine the politics.
Yeah, you know, politics is downstream of culture, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good luck.
Before you leave, can we get just a suggestion of anything at all?
Oh, boy.
Your favorite
you
line
like
of
a word?
No, like maybe remember like your favorite line of poetry.
Oh fuck that, man. Fuck that. He throws a cigarette in the alley and slams the door.
These scenes will all take place in roughly the same location or roughly the same time.
So. Dang,
back in the kitchen. Oh my god, man. I was trying to be nice to some of these improvisers out in the alley. One of these motherfuckers asked me for a line of poetry.
I hate those make-em-ups they try to throw out there.
I don't even mind that as much as it's like all that sounds says to me is he has a bunch of lines of poetry. Right. That's all that says to me. He's just bragging. That's a humble brag. It's like you're saying, I got a bunch of lines of poetry.
Right.
I wish I had a bunch of lines of poetry. I don't remember things like that. It's not I don't have anything against poetry. I don't know how people... Do you have a line of poetry?
I got the one Emily Dickinson line.
Do it.
Because I could not stop for death, it kindly stopped for me.
You use that one every single time?
Yeah, though. That's the one I have. It's the one I have every single time. I think it's an iambic pentameter.
Why that one?
I had a college teacher that was very, very fond of that line.
But you weren't fond of it. It's still with you.
It's just stuck. I think it's the rhythm.
What about you? You got a poetry line? And I don't blame you if you don't. I don't have one. It would be hip hop at best.
Yeah, I was.
Wait, what's your favorite hip hop line?
If an itty little kid stick his finger in my plate, I'll be signing autographs for 3 months straight. I got jet set women who offer me favors. My face is 1,000 lipstick flavors. Need a sip of lemonade. I'm a slave to my trade. Under all these lights, my complexion might fade.
Damn.
See, same page. I was gonna say, you know, like gangster rap. That's the only poetry.
Wait, who was that though? Which rapper was that?
I think it was both Run and Daryl Mac.
Wow, that was pretty impressive.
Me or them?
They were impressive, but the way you just spit that was pretty good.
Look,
I like it.
Don't encourage me to be a rapper. That happened to me before with another catering crew I was in. And I fucking got into it for like 6 months, really embarrassed myself. So, you know, don't get in my head.
I'm just saying, you, a couple of other guys that have that level of flow, you know, might be worth revisiting.
Well, you should do Emily Dickinson on the road.
I wouldn't mind doing Emily Dickinson on the road. If I had more than one line of Emily Dickinson, I think it'd be a pretty good niche.
People won't even know.
You're right.
Except for the dickheads.
The dickheads are a small but strong following, I think.
Yeah. We cut to Northampton, Massachusetts. He's on this Emily Dickinson poetry line tour of bookstores. He's mid quote, but he's just making up his own stuff. He has a few in the bag, a few he reads off his arm, but then he just starts making it up.
And let us go then, you and I, where the patient is laid out on a table, etherized, spread out, dead. Death is coming for you. If you don't watch, it's going to come up and creep on you like a thief in the night. We know not the hour or the day in which it might come. Son, watch this. Check me. Check you. Checkmate.
Minutes after the reading is over and some people are asking for autographs, some people are complimenting him and buying him Hi, excuse me?
Oh, yeah. Hi, thanks for coming.
Hi, yeah, I'm a huge Emily Dickinson fan.
Oh, yeah, dickhead.
So that's why I was excited to come to this.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I think that Emily Dickinson never said creep on you or referred anyone as son.
Yeah, it's actually in some of the volumes that were uncovered like posthumously, so.
I would have been aware of that. I'm aware of those volumes.
I don't want to get into this.
You're talking about the Red Script letters? Yes.
I'm talking about the Red Script letters. Okay. Well, if you know about them, there's an addendum at the end that she added some additional lines. It's jargon that sounds like it's from modern day, but it's clearly Emily's voice.
Okay. The name of my a cappella group is called The Addendums, And wow. That's what we do is okay. We hang out in the addendums and postscripts.
I made it very clear to the bouncer that no one from an acapella group would get into this reading. I'm sorry.
Please. I don't know how you got past the door. Acapella group.
Oh, yeah. Did you wave me over? Is everything okay over here?
Yeah. We got an acapella person here.
Oh, yeah. I should have known.
You should have heard him scatting or doing, you know, harmonies like probably before he walked in here.
Well, he's wearing multiple sweaters. I should have known.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's Northampton. We're supposed to layer. Okay. We're on to you.
Listen, just make your way to the back, please. The exit's in the back.
Oh, I'll see you out in the parking lot.
We see him wander out to the parking lot with a couple of other acapella people that have been kicked out. Man, he found out I was in the Wiggin Puffs from Yale, and he really hated that. I don't know what the problem is with acapella.
Yeah, I'm in Blue Suede News. Nice. We do all acapella songs based on newspaper articles.
Really?
Yeah, Blue Suede News.
So you just take something out like from the week and then just riff?
Yeah, we'll start singing.
Do you guys want
a news article?
Want me to lay down something if you give us a headline and we just see what happens?
Yeah, here's okay. One. Here's one. 17 die in horrible flood.
Gotcha. All right, let me just
this rhythm to it.
Let me give us a little middle C.
Ooh. 17 died in a flood today.
17 died in a flood today.
Suddenly a bucket of ice water gets thrown on all the acapellas.
What? Oh my god!
Get the fuck out of here!
It's really cool.
How many times did I just say no acapella groups hanging out in the goddamn parking lot?
Fucked up.
So cold.
We cut to the ER where, because this is Northampton in the winter, you get water thrown on you. You can get frostbite, and it's one of the acapella singers has frostbite bad enough. Yeah, it's bad enough on her nose. I think we're going to have to cut off the tip. Or you're going to have to give us permission to do this. So if you want to talk to your friend here.
What?
Hey,
a few minutes.
I can't lose the tip of my nose.
Cecily, I don't know if you heard they saying, like, if you don't, it's going to spread and get gangrene.
What?
So you won't just lose the tip. You could lose other parts of your mouth. It'll affect the rest of your career.
No, I am known for my nose. I can't just not have a nose anymore. What about Michael Jackson? Come on.
I don't know. If you keep the nose and it gets infected, it'll be even worse. And no one's going to want to see you sing or just even look at you.
It's the first thing people notice about me, though. I can't. I have to rebuild my identity around a new face. I can't do that.
Yeah. Just rebrand. It'll be cool.
What would my brand be?
Well, you know, like, you get into like death metal or something where, you know,
They're going to call me Skull Face. That's perfect for death metal.
Your face freezes and it becomes a logo on a t-shirt of a band named Skull Face, which becomes hugely successful and seen. Yesterday, I was like, I should find a YouTube video for today's show. I usually have one bookmarked, but I just didn't at this point. So I went to like Rex Chapman. I figured he'll have a good one. He's an aggregate kind of guy, but they're all sad or visual. Like there's one that's viral the most right now is a boulder going through someone's house. Did you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
But that's all it is. Imagine what that would be. And that's what it is. A boulder comes into your living room and you're very surprised. That's it.
Huh. Sounds dumb.
it's life, I guess. Life in Colorado, wherever they're at. But this was put in our suggestions on our Improv for Humans. We asked for some, and this was one of them, right, Dalton? This TikTok video here? Right. And I played it. And oh, also yesterday, I just flipped through TikTok, my own app, which I never do. And I got sick. And I don't mean, and I mean like vertigo. Like I felt like.
You were so repulsed by it that it
wasn't even repulsed. It was like everything's being edited so fast and I'm being shot to the next thing so fast. I don't understand the words.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't understand the comedy. I don't understand the references. And it's like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
So that made you sick. Because you didn't get the comedy. It was like, this is sickening.
You're like, I'm missing out on such good stuff right now.
But Rachel, you have it a little bit and you're trying to jab me, but it's true.
No, I mean,
I feel old and out of touch. Like I've been training for a marathon and I get to the marathon and it's a swimming pool.
Matt, it's a real thing. Girls are getting like uncontrollable tics, physical tics from being on TikTok all the time. So you were probably getting tics.
Let's watch this video. I don't understand what the fuck is going on any level. Mm. The hashtags. Lucky we're going to have to narrate what she's doing.
Okay.
And the Chirons. Okay. So let's just start here. So Dalton, is the woman who made this thing, is she who submitted it?
Oh, I didn't look into that, but
I don't know. But this is a popular, it looks like it has a lot of hits, right?
I knew you were going to like this one.
742,000 hits. That's a lot, wow. I would assume, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that doesn't mean, okay, so let's watch it. Listen to me. I'm fucking, go.
I get everything I want because that's just the way it is. Things are always working out in my favor. I am so lucky. What's meant for me never misses me.
Okay, so that's the whole video. Now we have to describe what's going on and we'll play it again.
Yeah. All right.
So it's a woman in her kitchen. What? She looks to be 20?
In her 20s.
19 or 20.
Athleisure.
Okay. She has what I would call a lot of makeup, but when I look at all these TikToks, it seems like the makeup you're supposed to wear for TikTok.
She got she got her mask on. Yeah.
Yeah, but so she's, you know, she's got it going. She's got everything lit right and everything. And she's leaning into the camera and it says, filmed this on Friday. And I guess I need to say the hashtags.
Yeah.
So it says for you page, the name of her, I guess. I don't even know what that is. Then hashtag lucky girl, which seems to be the theme of this video. Mm-hmm. Lucky girl syndrome. And hashtag manifest, which I think means to like manifest what you want in life, right?
Yeah, I think that's the crux of this thing.
Yes, exactly.
And she's lucky because she's...
Let's watch it again. And so she's in a kitchen. Let's do it again now. Thank
you. I get everything I want because that's just...
Just looking at the camera.
Things are...
Gesturing. Now we freeze, please. Since I then got... I got two of my master papers back and she got like a B score or a C score on her
master's. It's a C score. It's like a 75.
So a C score on her master papers.
So she's a graduate student.
Okay.
She's like 24.
So keep going.
I am so lucky. What's meant for me?
Then she's drinking a coffee and it says lucky, lucky girl. So there's three frames to this. One, she's looking into the camera, just kind of gesturing, not doing much. And it says film this on Friday. The second one is a picture of her master's grade, which is 73 out of 100. And then the third is her drinking coffee. And this is a very popular video. So explain to me what's going on.
I think it's ironic. I think she's suggesting that the manifestation stuff is bullshit.
Because she didn't get a good
grade. Right.
Right.
But then what's the coffee about?
Oh, well. Looks like oh well face. Yeah.
God. But you just got it.
And it's not even glamorous, like it's not even Starbucks coffee, right? That coffee cup was like a generic sort of looking.
That was the coffee cup you buy, like you buy bulk at Walmart, yeah. And then you pour your own coffee in it and you take it with you to go because it has no identifiable markings on it.
Yeah. This is the video. Let's do it. This is it.
Professor, I just wanted to talk to you about my paper and I got my grade back and I was concerned it wasn't as high as I had manifested it to be.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I give you a 75. It's a C. It means average. I'm not sure what the issue is. That's the work that I saw that reflected the grade.
Look, my typeface on my paper is really impressive. Okay, I went outside of the box here. I chose something other than New Times Roman, and I...
Yes, I see you wrote in Calibri.
That's right.
Which is an okay font. That's fine. It was easy to read. I thought you made some decent arguments, but there was not a lot of evidence, not a lot of quotations from the text. So, C.
But I danced for this paper all week long. I did dances in my living room all week long.
I see.
Paper.
You're talking about the sort of affirmation, power of positive thinking.
Yes, I am a lucky girl, okay? Look at my t-shirt.
I see.
Hashtag lucky girl.
Okay, what would you like me to do? I could, you could certainly rewrite the paper. Give you a second shot.
Cut to the campus lawn where people are playing frisbee. Some people are studying. Some people are eating lunch. Oh, hi. Is your name Rachel?
Yeah, hi. I'm Rachel.
Hi, my name is Rachel, too.
Oh, hi. Wow, that's lucky. Wow.
Yeah, are you a junior?
I am.
Yeah, me too. Wait, what's your last name?
My last name is Michaela.
Mine's Miguela. I think something happened. Oh, I want to thank you. I knew it. I got an A+ on a paper just last week that I didn't study on and I didn't even really care about. And after I was like, what? This doesn't make sense.
You took my manifestation?
I didn't take it. I think it just, wherever that gets distributed in heaven or kismet, or I don't know where that happens, but I think there was just an error.
We cut to kismet. If I'm understanding right, the Rachel Michaela intention actually went to Rachel Miguela.
That's correct. Yeah. It was just a cross in the wires. It seems like, the names are so similar. It could have happened to anybody, boss.
Right. Okay. So Rachel Michaela though had been doing dances, had been, doing chants, had been putting, social media posts up and Rachel Miguela did absolutely nothing.
Not a damn thing.
This is very bad for kismet. Very bad.
I know. It's doesn't look good. I mean,
cut to another section of kismet.
Hey, I want to tell you, man. It comes down to filing systems that we have up, but they're very old and outdated. It's like it's what I have to work with. And if you have two juniors in the same college, same class, their names are that similar, it's gonna happen.
Well, it's my job is on the line now because of this mess up. All right. It can't happen again. We've got to update the system. I mean,
the system. Look at these monitors.
Yeah,
as
I
big
see.
Big as pumpkins.
Yeah, and you have real file cabinets with papers inside. I mean,
I know. We get no respect up here because it's kismet. Everybody thinks everything's fucking magic and just happens snippity snap with fingers. It's fucking hard making shit happen.
You're the only one working up here?
Occasionally I'll step in and I'll give my two cents.
Oh my God, you are.
To be fair, the Michaela and Miguela girl look very similar.
Okay, well, look,
fashion.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're both wearing black leggings. I think I get it. And they're both wearing black zip hoodies. I get it.
Why don't we do something nice for the Michaela girl then? We'll even the score, or in fact, do something worse for Miguela.
Oh, that's good. That's a good idea. I think I want to do something worse for the Miguela.
Oh.
Yeah, let's just knock her down a notch, and then we'll level up the playing field.
We cut to the campus again, and we see Rachel Michaela. Hey, did you hear about Rachel Miguela?
Oh, my gosh. No, what happened?
She got hit by a bus yesterday.
Oh, wow. I had a dream that that was going to happen. Are you kidding me?
Is that fucked up or what?
Did she live?
Guys.
No. Well, she's in a coma.
Oh.
Guys, so Rachel Miguela, she spoke.
What?
Yeah.
Just now?
But just briefly. It was unintelligible. But it sounded like, get Rachel Miguela.
Oh, is she?
Like, she wants to see you.
She wants to see.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Yeah.
We cut to the hospital of the reception area.
Hi.
Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Rachel Michaela. I'm here to see Rachel Miguela.
You're part of the family?
No, actually, I'm unrelated.
You just said the family's name.
Right. It's just a minor difference in spelling. Michaela versus Miguela.
Oh, I thought you just had some food in your mouth.
I do. Okay. Yeah. I brought this from home. It's
okay. Well, you shouldn't bring food into the ICU. So
sorry. Sorry. I'll just
right here.
Yeah.
And sign here. Even though you're not family, it's close enough.
Oh,
that we're
going
to let you in.
Nice policy. There you go. Okay. I'm ready.
Raquel Miguela's exiting right now.
Oh, all right.
Oh, hey. Hi. Must be Rachel Miguela.
Yeah, you're Raquel.
I'm Raquel Miguela.
What was your name?
Raquel Miguela.
Raquel Miguela.
I was just talking to Rachel Miguela in there. She asked for me, so.
Oh, did she ask for you specifically? Because I'm pretty sure she asked for me by name.
She said she was manifesting me all night. So okay. I showed up as soon as I could.
Wow. Okay. Have you been raiding my closet, Rachel?
Oh, these Lululemon leggings?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're not the same size. They look to be a couple sizes bigger than
You know what? My dad always said I was like a 10-pound sausage and a 5-pound wrapper, and I don't get insulted by it.
We cut to graduation. Miguela went back into her coma. And, but it's, you know, it's graduation. It's a happy time. And
Rachel Miguela.
Rachel goes up to take her. And it's just a long, it's a big, very big college. A lot of people taking diplomas, but they stop her. They put her,
hold on. I want to say something. Oh. Rachel, hold on. You stand here for a second.
Okay.
I think we all remember what happened to Rachel Miguela in the middle of the last semester.
Oh.
She got hit by a city bus that should not even have been on campus.
That's right. It was fucked up.
Yes, it was.
Never have been here. Yes. And there were rumors that it was manifested to be here.
Oh.
But
that is, you know, alleged manifestation. And it's unfortunate what happened to Rachel Miguela.
Oh.
And
I wasn't asking you to speak. No one thought that you manifested it. Why? Do you know something that might have happened?
No, I'm just, I'm just a lucky girl, and she happens to be an unlucky girl. I think that's all.
Raquel Miguela, would you like to come up here and say something?
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
These are the two girls who would have been standing on either side of Rachel Miguela if she would have been here.
It was well known in the dorms that Rachel Miguela was constantly manifesting evil things towards Rachel Miguela. She's a nasty lucky girl.
That is a bald-faced lie.
Everyone knows it, Rachel Miguela.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, I did it. Okay, I manifested. Yeah, you can boo me all you want. Go ahead and boo. Let him boo. You know what? I deserved the score that I manifested. She not only took my score, she took my seat in the cafeteria. She took my date to homecoming. She took my husband-to-be. She took my spot at the sorority. She took all it. She took everything I had. She took it all from me.
Cut back to the offices at Kismet. Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew? Rachel Miguela.
Yeah, she's pretty nasty. She's
insane. All right, I think we have done 40 minutes, so we will make it a two-act set. But that was a lot of fun, y'all.
Yes,
thanks,
it was.
Matt. That was awesome.
Thanks,
Santa
Matt.
Fe, if we're in Santa Fe, how do we find Santa Fe Stage? What do we look up?
If you go to stagesantafe.com, we've got all the stuff about classes and performances on the website, stagesantafe.com. And then sign up for the mailing list, because that's the best way to know what's going on at the school. If you want to take a class from Rachel or I, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, and the venue I did a show at with these guys was a lot of fun. And in Santa Fe, there's not much to do at night, folks.
True.
Like, let's not much entertainment at night. So, and it's a beautiful town that everyone should visit. So I would recommend both. And keep being human.
The second half.
Bum 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 bum. I couldn't find this theme for some reason. Bum 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 bum. Da 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 da. Bum 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 bum. Second half. Improv Super Bowl 2023. The kickoff goes to St. Louis. Kate catching it in the end zone, running it out. Oh, all the way to the 35. And there's Rafe and Kate coming on. And here they are. Welcome, Rafe and Kate, to the story, which I neglected to record, so I'm going to tell it again.
The excellent story about Noah was told for a second time.
So let's do a scene off of that, please.
I don't know, man. And I've never crashed a funeral before. You sure that's cool?
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. Your first one's rough, though. I mean, it's hard to get into the vibe, but once you become a pro, they're a ton of fun.
Okay. I mean, I just feel like, I don't know. I just don't feel like Noah's not the right guy for us to take.
Yeah, I know, but like, I know you're nervous right now, but once you get in there, the thrill is going to be something that you won't even understand. You won't be able to comprehend how thrilling it is to be mourning for someone you don't know.
Okay. I mean, I said I'd be more adventurous. I'm kind of laid back. You know, there's three roommates and you guys are always ragging on me about how I'm the, you know, I'm the stick in the mud, Mr. Nice Guy, whatever. So let's, fine. All right. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, here you go. Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. We're getting ready to be pretty sad.
How's that?
Oh, you know, like we're headed into this party, I guess, and it's going to be pretty much a big bummer. Are you ready?
Yeah. You guys aren't just bringing me along to insult people, are you?
No, you're hilarious. You're hilarious.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just telling you, because I've been feeling used lately. People bringing me around. I had someone bring me to the DMV yesterday. They told me it was a party, but they just wanted me to insult workers when they got frustrated at the DMV and other people standing in line. I rolled with it for a while because I didn't realize what was happening, but then I felt like I was being used. Now you're taking me to a goddamn funeral of people I don't even know. I see what's happening here.
No, man. We're just, this is about me more than you. This is about me trying new things and you're just the fun guy. You know, we just want you to be you regardless like of where we are.
Like I'm a fucking bungee jump for you? I'm a parachute drop for you?
We're like the Three Musketeers, you know? All for one for all, getting in there, having fun together, you know, maybe throwing a couple insults, just you, but...
You guys are the two Musketeers, and I'm like some sword you use.
No, you're... You're a total D'Artagnan. What are you kidding me?
I don't know the Three Musketeers' names. Is that one of their names?
I'll be honest. It's the only one I knew. I threw it out there. I threw it out there because I don't want you to feel like you're not the third wheel. Okay? This is going to be fun.
I don't know about this D'Artagnan.
Don't even think about it that way. I mean, whenever you start using names, then you are separating the three musketeers, and that's not what's going to happen. We are a united front in this funeral. Morning. That is
excellent point.
Well, you're going to be disappointed because I'm just going to be polite and empathetic.
That's totally fine, man. I actually prefer it that way.
Good.
All right. Well,
we cut to there's some, at most funerals, it's like, there's not a lot. There's like a polite amount, a subtle amount of food there just so people don't go hungry. Crudité. And we see them all kind of grazing over there since they don't really know anybody there.
I tell you what.
What?
Literally the best Midwest sushi I've ever had. The little what they wrapped the Carl Budding ham around this pickle spear and cream cheese. I'm in heaven. Hopefully like the deceased, but I am right now.
See, that was a zinger that you just did.
We're all musketeers. We're all together.
But I'm not going to do it. In fact, I'm going to go up to the mother of the deceased and say something nice.
Okay.
I feel weird. Eating their food.
That's cool. She's the one over there wearing like the giant muumuu and the crazy hat with the bird on it.
You don't mean to be mean when you describe the mother of someone who just died.
I wasn't. I was telling you which person she was, so you
called
make
her hat
sure
crazy.
Well, I, you know, like, hey man, that's crazy cool.
No, you didn't mean it that way. Okay.
Yeah.
I see her. Hi, Mrs. Reynolds.
Yeah. Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, my friends, those two over by the Midwest Sushi. We don't really know the deceased. We're kind of third party invited, but I'd just like to say, I feel bad and feel sorry, and he'll be with you forever. So thank you.
That is so kind of you to say. Thank you so much. I know you said that you didn't know my beloved here. Why exactly are you here?
Gather around, everybody. Gather around. There's about to be a roast. No, come on, get in here. Get in here.
Ignore them. I shouldn't involve you in my life, but people have been using me for my insult ability.
Oh,
like
really?
A party trick.
Okay, I don't want to sound forward, but I'm going to go ahead and take this as a sign of divinity. My beloved here was a huge insult comic fan, and the fact that you are here right now, it's just solidifying that my beloved is still in my heart. So if you could just tear into me a little bit, that would really, really, really make me feel like he's.
I hate to disappoint you, especially on a day like today, but really, there's a backlash right now against comedians working the room too much and making that all their material. And I just don't. I don't want to get grouped at those guys, so I'm not going to do that. If I do anything, it's going to be a written bit about my dog.
I understand that, but look, maybe understand that this isn't a comedy room. You know, this isn't the Yuckelchuck cellar or whatever. This is
right. I agree.
This is a memorial for my beloved. So maybe you could just throw all of the backlash and rules out of the window. And I mean, I don't know. What if I told you that one of my legs is shorter than the other?
Sounds like you should do some self-deprecating humor in your eulogy is what it sounds like to me. Maybe open with that.
Good. He would have loved that. But I know for sure that if someone who didn't even know me could just go in, you know, the way he used to take me out and be like, hey, check out my wife. She's got a short leg. Like, oh, my God. This is so fun.
God,
you're the wife. I thought you were the mother. You look very old for your. Oh, I see. No, forget it.
It's on now.
He runs out of the circle, embarrassed that he almost insulted this woman.
Oh, damn it.
What's going
on,
man?
You, over there. By the, him and Chief Sliders. What if I told you that people used to call me Pink Breath?
Wait. Dude, you're not going
to,
come on.
She starts to cry for real.
My God, it's so good.
Oh my God, man, what'd you say to her?
And scene. It happens every time. People, it just takes a little bit. You never know what's going to start the waterworks.
Well,
you never know. You don't cry when you hear the news and then all of a sudden something else. You never know. Awesome. Can we show these guys the TikTok video?
Yes.
I need to set it up. So I was telling Santa Fe how frustrated I was with the selection of videos. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm just lost in what funny videos are right now. Mm. And then I was scrolling through TikTok videos. And it just makes me ill how quickly edited they are and jumpy and lots of words and phrases. And I feel totally out of it. So the hashtags here for you page, the name of someone, I don't know. Lucky girl syndrome and manifest, I think are the three key hashtags. That's what they mean. But it just made me just feel out of touch. But let's quickly watch this.
I get everything I want because that's just the way it is. Things are always working out in my favor. I am so lucky. What's meant for me never misses me.
Okay.
Wait.
Did you understand that?
No, not totally. No.
Well, me neither. And that's why I wanted to show it. It's like you have to watch it a few times. And I just felt lost. And I think you'll finally. Let's just play it again.
Okay.
I get everything I want
because that's just the way it is. Things are always working out in my favor. I am so lucky. What's meant for me never misses me.
I feel like I was trying to pay attention to what was on her screen and see if there was like a joke in there, but there wasn't.
So the joke is she's making fun of people who believe in manifestation.
Yeah.
So she got a bad grade. She believed in online learning and it didn't work out for her. So in the end, she takes a drink of her coffee. Like, oh, well, oh. I think is how we interpreted it.
Okay.
I was zeroing in on the COVID-19 reference on the computer screen. And I was trying to figure out if this was COVID related.
Can I say, I think I only saw that on like the seventh watching of it. Can you play that again, Anita?
I get everything I want because that's just the way it is. Things are always working out in my favor. I am so lucky. What's meant for me never misses me.
Okay.
So you don't need to use her comedy. I think you can. It's more like just all of this.
Yeah. Okay. Babe, I need you to come in here right now.
Yeah. What's up, babe?
I just want to let you know. Okay.
Boys, I'll be right back on. I'll be right back on. Just chill. Sorry. Sorry, my Fortnite bros are crazy. What's up, babe?
I was actually just, I was just manifesting about how I don't want you to play Fortnite anymore. And I'm going to need to see this happen.
Okay. Like forever?
Forever, yeah. Because I don't know how I'm going to get my chakras rebalanced until you stop enjoying yourself with your friends.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I want you to feel like loved and respected because, you know, that's how I feel about you. But hold on. Chad's in my ear. Hey, man. Hey.
What's up? Where have you been?
You got to walk me through this, man. I'm going to leave my mic open. I don't know what's going on. Well, some weird's happened in my house. Like my girl's talking about manifesting, trying to get me off Fortnite. I'm freaking out.
No. Don't let that happen. That happened to a friend of mine that I went to college with. That manifestation shit, it works. He was on, I was on a fantasy football group with him. And his girlfriend manifested that she didn't want him playing fantasy football. And he tried to do it behind her back. And he'd get nauseous. Like he would vomit every time he would try to set a lineup in fantasy football.
Like witchcraft? Okay. Hold on. I got to go back in the other room. Hey, babe. Michael. Sorry. I was logging off.
Don't lie to me about logging off. Don't you dare lie to me. I have manifested also to have powers beyond the room I'm within, and I know that you were doing some crazy stuff on Fortnite with Chad.
What? No. What? Why do you have a Ouija board out? What is this?
It's a tool. I don't say anything about why you have your controller out. Okay, you use your controllers to do your thing. I use my Ouija board to do mine.
Wait. You hearing this, dude?
Yeah. You're done. You're dead. It was nice playing Fortnite with you, buddy.
So you're telling me that your Ouija board is a controller in the same way that my Xbox controller works?
Absolutely. And it's even cooler because I don't have to see who's online to use the controller for its powers. I literally have the entire afterlife and everyone who has ever died to be helping me on my side.
That's like everyone who's ever respawned? That's crazy. That's a crazy, crazy thing.
And he's telling that story to his bros. Now he's in the same room with them over at his buddy's house. Yeah, man, just take a sip of beer and calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down, Chad.
You're freaking out.
I am freaking out, man.
Look, let's just play Fortnite on my TV. Right here, it's just us in the room. It'll be fine. Okay?
I'm not sure it's just us in the room, man. Listen.
What?
You don't understand. We had a Ouija out, man. A Ouija, and she said she could talk to anyone who's ever passed away. Do you understand?
I do. Look, like I've said, my friend Jeremy, the most dead people, they don't understand technology and shit that's going on anyway. So most dead people she would look for help from. You think they understand what you think fucking deadass Emily Dickinson knows what Fortnite is?
Dude, I had not even thought of that. Like, there's not
would have to have died in the last 20 years to even understand anything going on with you.
This limits her. This limits her power over me.
Yeah, the man mistake. Betty White.
Yeah.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
What the fuck? No one knows my phone number.
Ring,
no
ring,
one
ring.
Knows my landline phone number.
Yeah, why do you?
Hello?
Hi, it's me. Can you put my babe on the phone, please?
Oh, what the fuck? It's your girlfriend. How'd you get my landline number?
I don't know. I didn't even know you had a landline.
I only use it for insurance purposes.
I know he's there.
Put him on. Fire about this insurance. You have to have a landline.
Oh, okay.
Put him on.
Hello?
I am incredibly disappointed with you right now. I was on my Ouija talking to Davy Jones from the Monkees, and he told me that you that you were playing Fortnite over at Chaboy's house.
No. Well, Davey, you know what? Davy Jones is known for being a liar. The Monkees didn't even make their own music. So why would you believe him?
Okay, don't you dare. Don't you dare. They were a television show first, and then they learned to play their instruments and went on tour. So don't you dare. He did not tell me that. That is common knowledge, babe. Okay? That is common knowledge.
Hey. Okay. Well, I'm learning a lot.
Dude. Davy Jones died in like 2012. I don't even think Fortnite was around then. He's going to have no clue.
Yeah, babe.
He called me and he said that he's been gone for a fortnight and that I need to understand what that means.
That's the thing, though, babe. Chad just asked if I wanted to build a fort tonight. Like, do you like, well, sometimes when we hang, we put the cushions of his couch together, we get some blankies and, you know, like old school, like when we used to hang out when we were kids. It's just a big misunderstanding from a dumbass dead British lip syncer. So no big deal, right?
He wasn't a lip syncer. He sang his own song. The thing is, I don't think Davy Jones is a liar. Okay. We talk all the time. We have great, great conversations. You, however, I feel are lying to me through my teeth right now.
Whoa. How often are you talking to Davy Jones?
Nightly in my daydreams, all the time.
He hearing this dude? He's talking to another guy
that was
every
like
day.
The cute monkey, man. That was the cute monkey.
He was definitely. I don't even know if I could name another monkey. I think there was a Peter.
Peter and Mickey Dolan's. Come on, dude.
And Mike Tesman.
He's the one to worry about.
Hey, who's driving you on, man?
I'm on yours, man. She's cheating on you with the dead guy. He doesn't even know what Fortnite is.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. Hold on a second. Now, you know what? I don't really like this whole relationship you seem to have with Davy Jones of the Monkees. Why is he so interested in what you're up to would be my question.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's not a lot of people that want to talk to him on the other side. He's been dead for a hot minute. There's probably more cooler people that people want to talk to right now. So I took advantage of it, and I hate to say it, but he really, really listens to me, and he speaks in a way that you don't.
What? Yeah, in a British accent, probably?
Through spelling letters on a game board. That's how he speaks to me.
So you're telling me.
And we cut to, they've hung up now, and they've pretty much broken up, and he has to sleep over there. Yeah, you can sleep on the couch, and do you want to... Like you were saying earlier, build a fort with pillows on the couch?
What, man? That was like a smoke screen. You really want to do that?
I don't know. You were saying it like it was something we do.
Well, I mean, we can. Yeah, sure. I mean, I haven't done it since I was a kid. It sounds kind of fun.
So they make this really, and if you do it as an adult, you can think of a lot more elaborate architecture with the pillows. So they're up all night just making these really awesome pillow forts and they eat Oreo cookies and Cheetos and Sprite until they pass out. And then he wakes up the next morning and his dick is in a cup of a shaving cream when he wakes up.
Oh, man, what a crazy fun. What the fuck? Chad!
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning. Did you dick cup me last night? Is this you?
Last night was crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah, I stuck your dick in a cup of shaving cream.
Dude! I broke up with my girlfriend. I lost my girlfriend to a dead D-list celebrity. And then we built a cool fort, and I almost forgot about it. And then this morning, I got to wake up to my penis in a red Solo cup full of Barbasol. That's really cool, man.
I know. That's the negative. That's the negative side. But there is a positive side.
And there is?
Yeah. Check out the count on my TikTok video of doing it to you.
You put it online?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag dick cup. Hashtag cup dick.
Hashtag, you put hashtag manifest.
Shaving cream pranks. Hashtag sleepover.
Okay, well, great. That's just great. You know what?
I we bet cut to this guy doing a presentation at work about 3 days later.
Okay, I think if you'll look here, you'll see that the United Way's quarterly reports are really good. We got a lot of donations coming in. I feel like it could be.
I don't know if people are going to be donating when one of our head spokesmen is the dick cup meme. Or is it cup dick?
What is it officially? What do you call yourself?
I call myself Ryan, which is my name. But if
well, that's not
I
what guess, you're known as to the world.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, it isn't. And you know what? I am trying to turn some lemons into lemonade here. If you guys will just work with me, I really think we can make the Dick Cup brand work for this nonprofit.
And see. So, Dalton.
Yeah.
Give us a word as a suggestion here, please.
A frame.
Frame. Okay. So we're going to give that word to Kate and Rafe here, and they're going to tell a story, and then the other one is going to start a scene. Frame.
Frame makes me think of a birthday present that I got, which was very cool. A friend of mine would decorate frames and then put pictures of us in it. And that was a great gift that we would always get from her on our birthdays and stuff. Which also reminds me of the first birthday party / sleepover that I was invited to. It was in first grade, and I remember my teacher gave me the invitation, not the girl, which I guess should have been my first red flag, but the teacher gave me the invitation and I opened it, and it was for a girl who was not even in my class. She was in like the next, another first grade class. And I didn't know her. I didn't know anything about her, whatever, but I was still like, okay, I guess she must know me and wants me to go to her birthday party. So I give it to my mom and we go and we get this girl a gift and we show up at her house and I'm at her door and the other mom opens the door with the girl who invited me to her birthday party. And she looks at me and she looks at my mom and she goes, that's not the right Katie. That's not the right Katie that I wanted at my birthday party, Mom. And I was like, oh, okay, so this was not a fluke. Like, I really wasn't supposed to be at this girl's birthday party. Like, something happened, got lost in translation that I ended up there. And the two moms had like a moment where I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, good, I can go home. And then they agree, you know what? Kate should stay. Katie should stay here.
Of course.
Katie should stay at the sleepover with 10 girls that she does not know that
Sleepover. I missed that.
It's a sleepover. It was my first sleepover and I wasn't even invited to it. So, and I wish I could like end this story and be like, and she was the maid of honor in my wedding. But no, I never talked to her since. I never, like, nothing. It was just this one, like, moment in time where I was unwanted at a sleepover, and I'm pretty sure it's defined my entire life.
That's a great story, Rafe. Let's start a scene on that.
Can I ask a question? Did you stay all night?
Yes. Yes, I stayed.
You did?
I stayed all night. I stayed all night. All night. And I did not like talk to anybody. I remember eating with them. And even when I like gave presents, I was like, well, maybe she'll really like my present or something. But there wasn't even a reaction to that. Like, I just,
I messed it up all around just by being there.
How much older was she?
We were in the same grade. She just had a different teacher. So she was also first grade. We were just in different classes.
All right. Let's cut to the teacher's lounge of your school. All right, guys. It's that time of year again. Which student are we going to prank this year? Come on. We got to get somebody. We get somebody every single year.
Okay. Well, can we talk about the prank first? I want to know what kind of prank we're going to do first before we decide on our victim.
Well, I mean, I've got all. Okay. I mean, I'm open to anything. I got a lot of things rumbling around in my head. I thought it might be nice to, last year was a good one, but I think this year we need a prank that spans more than one day.
Oh, right? Okay. Like a long prank.
Yeah. Something where, whatever student we pick, they got to ride the lightning. If you know what I mean, like they got to, okay. I don't want them to just like, oh, I got asked out on a date and then no one's under the bleachers. You know, that's great. But that's 5 minutes. That's 5 minutes. I want the prank to be a very long interactive experience.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
You know, we got to outdo ourselves.
Okay. So what if we chose a student who, a real go-getter? I don't know. What about Tommy Smith? Okay. What if we told Tommy Smith that he just got accepted into Yale?
That is a thick burn. That is
as a second grader. As a second grader, he's been accepted into Yale. What do you think Tommy would do?
And we cut to Tommy Smith telling the rest, I can't believe it. Look at this. It's even on Yale stationery.
Wow, you got into Yale.
Based on your excellent spelling bees wins and your perfect math scores, we are going to offer you a full scholarship to Yale at this young age of 7 years old.
Holy moly, Tommy. You could be the first.
Tommy, that's crazy. I remember in the spelling bee, you only made it to the first round. You couldn't spell heritage.
Yeah. Well, you can't spell heritage, bitch.
Whoa, yeah, Tommy.
Tommy.
What? I don't need you motherfuckers. I got a ticket to Yale. I don't even need to study for anything anymore.
Tommy, this language. Just because you're going to big boy college doesn't mean you got to use big adult curse words, Tommy.
Yeah, you don't sound awful.
At least I can spell them. And I don't need to worry about my heritage.
He does sound really grown up.
Tommy, you've only been a student of Yale for like 15 minutes, and I don't think I like you anymore. Yeah.
We cut to the next test when the teacher's handing out tests. I don't need this. No thanks.
No.
What do you mean you don't?
I mean, boring. I don't need it. I'm already into Yale. Save some paper. Give it to the dummy behind me.
I'll take it for sure. I'll definitely take it.
No offense, Denise, but compared to me, I guess everyone's a dummy. So, you know, it's all relative, like Einstein said.
Well, no, it's okay. I mean, you got into Yale. I just got into after school gymnastics.
I don't focus. I don't even know what that is. I don't focus on this school anymore. I'm kind of just focused on my future.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, Tommy told.
Say, what are you going to go to Yale and become like the next Doogie? Are you going to be like a medical doctor at age 10? What's your plans in Yale?
10? I think I could do doctor before 10.
Oh, yeah, right, Tommy. Yeah, right.
Tommy, I mean, I could do
a dog doctor by 10. I hope to be a surgeon by at least 12, president by 15. I'd have to change some laws to get that done. So I guess I got to get on the Supreme Court before that.
Wow, Tommy, looks like you got your whole life planned out. This was a really great opportunity for you then.
Tommy, you told me you was going to be the youngest member of Skull and Crossbones ever.
That's right. I want to hang with the Bush clan for sure. I'm sorry if I talk down to you guys all the time. I know we're all the same age, but I hope you get it, or maybe you don't.
I'm 43 years old. All right. I've been teaching this class. Yeah, I have tenure, and you talk to me like I'm a piece of shit. Sorry, kids. Sorry I had to say that in front
of you. Did you go to Yale?
No, I didn't go to Yale before I started teaching grade school. No, I did not do that. But I did go to Lewis and Lewis and Clark Community College and was salutatorian.
I don't trust any college that's named after two different people at the same time. That's weird.
Well,
most colleges named after one person or a direction.
Well, that's true. But you want to know what? They could not. Lewis and Clark were very important people. All right.
What did they do?
I know I can answer that.
How do you not know if you're going to that?
I do know. I'm testing you. I obviously know.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and answer the question. Lewis and Clark were great explorers of the American frontier, and they also had a dog that they named Seaman.
Okay. If they were such great explorers, again, why did there need to be two? Like when you talk about the greatest basketball player ever, it's not a team. It's just Michael Jordan.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Right.
I think we're supposed to pay attention that they probably wouldn't have been so successful if they didn't have the companionship of each other, as well as a dog named Seaman.
Hmm. Yes.
The dog was named Seaman?
Yes. S-E-A-M-A-N. Like Seaman. Seaman.
It's weird that you focused on that fact to know above all the other facts about Lewis and Clark. It and sounds gross and childish. Seaman is what we're all thinking.
Yes.
And it's of course, weird they had a dog named Seaman because they were probably coming on it at night to keep warm.
Oh, Tommy, come on.
What? I'm just being real. That's how you survive. And if you guys are too immature and young to talk about these kind of things, like, yes, you do have to masturbate when you're in Arctic regions to keep warm. And you do have to use a dog like a cum sock. These are real adult things that we're going to talk about at Yale, and you guys will... I'll be, I don't know, changing tires.
You know what, Tommy? I've been pretty tolerant of your cavalier attitude since you got your acceptance letter, okay? When you started carrying a briefcase to class and wearing a three-piece suit, we all went along and we all let you have it, all right? We let you come in here and talk down to us. Going on 6 months now. 6 months of you talking. 6 months of you refusing to take tests.
We cut to 2 years later. This teacher has had a massive heart attack and is now in surgery in the local hospital. And we see his very young doctor come in. All right, nurse. I got to get going after this one. Oh, look who it is.
I'll be
is he
God
under yet?
Damn.
Oh, no.
Not quite. Not quite. He's fighting it pretty hard, sir.
I've been counting back from 99 and I got to 40. They said it's a record.
Do you want me to give him more? Or do you want to hear what he has to say?
I do want to hear what he has to say.
Okay.
Lean
How's
down
it feel
here?
Like having to call me Dr. Smith?
Well, I tell you how it feels. Lean down here and I'll tell you up close. I want to whisper in your ear.
Okay, sure.
It was a prank.
What?
The whole thing. The teachers did it. We pranked your ass. It's the
and
longest prank.
He thinks back to Yale and how it did seem like it was weird. All his classes were in trailers. Now he didn't really learn much in college at all.
Yeah.
Now all his surgeries have gone wrong since he graduated.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's right.
And yeah, Are you really dying?
Yeah, I'm going to die on this table because they're still going to let you operate.
And Sane Humans. Saint Tefe versus Saint Louis. It has been fun. Let's talk. Let's plug Saint Louis, the improv shop. Possibly my favorite home away from home. I really enjoy the theater there. And now they got a smaller theater. They got two theaters in the same building. So tell people about it real quick for us.
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah, we expanded. We got a nice theater called the Improv Shop. It's in the Grove area of St. Louis. We teach classes, we put on shows, and it was really cool to expand. We used to have a theater that we rented that was a single. I mean, we started, Kate and I started above a fried chicken joint, you know, and kind of grew the community organically. And it, we had a single theater with one stage, and now we've upgraded and we've got a nice facility and we own the building, and we were able to have a big theater and then also a small theater to incubate, like, you know, young improvisers or concepts of shows. And that's been really great for helping build the scene and make it strong. And I'll kick it over to Kate to finish.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I personally feel very fortunate to be a part of the Improv Shop, especially the community, which I'm sure you get with a lot of improv theaters and stuff. But, you know, there's probably merit in something that goes to say, you know, Rafe and I have both been performing there pretty consistently for the past 10 years or so. So it's a great place if you are around the St. Louis area and you're interested in checking out some long form or musical improv or taking classes, anything. There's lots of stuff going on there. www.theimprovshop.com.
There you go, humans. Two great scenes going on in St. Louis and Santa Fe. And if you got a great scene going on doing improv, where you play improv, you find the game specifically. That's the kind I enjoy. Tell me about it. Maybe we'll visit you in the meat world, or maybe we'll have you on. But I'd like to have an even bigger Super Bowl next year. This one's been fun, and go check out both these theaters if you're in their towns, and go to mattbester.com to find out what towns I'm going to be in this spring. I'm going to a couple that I can't announce yet. And keep being human.
Go to Improv for Humans on Twitter to vote for the winner of this year's Improv for Humans Super Bowl. Santa Fe or St. Louis? Be a good human and vote now. Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.